This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'll have today's stories coming right up.
At Case IH, we know why cattle get all the glory. But while a cow stands around eating 25 pounds of hay in a day, our round balers can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. While cattle only have one job to do on your operation, our Maxim Series tractors have 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. While a steer leaves 65 pounds of manure in one day, our Farmall Series tractors lift 3,800 pounds of manure in just one load. While a heifer can only take one bite of hay at a time, our rotary disc mower conditioners can cut a 16-foot wide swath of hay at a time. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for absolutely every other job you need to get done on your operation, Case IH equipment is clearly where to turn to for productivity. Find out more at your local Case IH dealer or at caseih.com/livestock.
First today from the police blotter, authorities in Muskegon County, Michigan are holding a 20-year-old man for murder charges after they say he killed another 20-year-old with a crossbow. Cops say the two men knew each other. It wasn't random. The victim was found by his twin brother. From this week in agribusiness, traders have been a little bit in the dark because of the partial government shutdown, with no weekly export sales reports being issued. The traders were going to use this week's report to reconcile against their perceptions about the volume of recent Chinese soybean purchases. The trade range has been anywhere from 1.8 to 2.8 million tons of beans that were sold last week, and traders believe that China may also be importing U.S. ethanol by way of purchases through Indonesia. The same way China is importing soy meal from Argentina, meal made out of beans that the Argentines have imported from the United States. And there was news this week, China will be open for purchases of U.S. rice for the first time. There are also some expectations for China to buy our corn, pork, and other ag products in the coming weeks, while the two sides are negotiating a new trade agreement. If you bought a Christmas wreath not made locally, maybe you bought it at a big chain store, you might have helped bring in some invasive tree-eating insects. The elongate hemlock scale, the EHS, hitchhiked from North Carolina and was found shortly after Thanksgiving on evergreen arrangements sold at Menards, Home Depot, Kmart, Pick and Save, and Stein's. Wisconsin was one state where they were found. The experts say you can leave the decorations up through the season, but when it's time to dispose of them, burn them or bag them, according to a spokeswoman with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. Security fatigue. Do you have it? We've been hearing on a regular basis about security breaches and cyber attacks. This was a bad year for that. At the headquarters of McAfee, makers of the antivirus and computer security software, one official said, "We're going through security fatigue, many of us consumers." He said, "Many of us just throw up our hands and say something bad is going to happen, so I should brace myself for it." Or they say, "It's not going to happen to me. It'll happen to somebody else." That's today's Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a great weekend.